Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Kedushin, Perek Daled, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishim Zecher Finder Zivik Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. So in the previous Mishnah we had learned Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that the daughter of a male ger is not allowed to marry a kohen. But now we have two more opinions. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says Yisrael Shanasa Giyares B'Tek Sher LeKahuna. The ger Shanasa Bas Yisrael B'Tek Sher LeKahuna. If one of the parents is a ger but the other one was born as a Jew, their daughter is kosher to marry a kohen. So that's if Yisrael marries a female Giyares or if a male ger marries a Bas Yisrael, their daughter's kosher to a kain, and that's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Avol ger shenasa geres, but if both parents are gerim, then bita psula kahuna, the daughter's possible to marry a kain. And this is also echad ger v'echad avadim shuchrarim, whether we're referring to gerim or freed slaves who are considered like gerim, afilu ad asara dairis, even up until 10 generations, ajitei imam Yisrael, it has to be that the mother is a full-fledged yid. Now Rabbi Yehuda argues with this, and he says, av ger shenasa geres, even if both parents are gerim, bita ksher l'kahuna, the daughter's kosher to marry a kain, and we actually paskin like both of these opinions. Namely, if the child of two gerim comes to Beis Din and asks, can I marry a kohen? We're going to tell them like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and say, we're really sorry you can't marry a kohen. But let's say they already married a kohen. Then we're going to go like Rabbi Yaisi and say, no problem, it's a kosher marriage and the children are kshayim as well. And now moving on to Mishnah Ches, discussing whether or not a person is neman, is he believed to passel his child? So the Mishnah tells us, let's say a person comes along and says, Benize mamzer, this son of mine, he's a mamzer. Ain't no neman, this fellow is not believed. That's because he's a karev, he's a relative. We know if the Reuven and Shimon come to Beis Din for some sort of din tire, Reuven's or Shimon's relatives are not allowed to give testimony for them. They're relatives. They're usher to give testimony. It's the same thing here. A person can't give testimony about his own son that he's a mamzer. And this is about filu shneim ayrim al ubar shemeha mamzerhu enim nemanim. Even if both the father and the mother say about the baby that's in her stomach that he's a mamzer, so they're both agreeing to this, still they don't have an emanus. Rabbi Yehuda says nemanim, they are believed in this case. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tes and Yod. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.